You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a full rack of calls. Lions, one of the most impressive wins I've ever seen in the National Football League in the regular season. And I just walk away repeating what I said to you guys in August. You're winning the Super Bowl. And you can fight it. You can downplay it. You could be scared of it. You do whatever you want. If I were you, I'd at least get a refundable rate on a room in New Orleans. You're winning the Super Bowl. This team, and it's not an insult to say it, they're good and they have magic. That's a deadly combination. And we will continue to just talk about, there are so many moments last night. So many little things, little plays. There's a will about this team. Rico, they're like Michael Myers. You can't kill them. Not the goofball on SNL. I'm talking about the murderer, yes. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Halloween.
You couldn't kill Michael Myers. They're Jason from Friday the 13th. I don't know. They made 12 of those movies. How didn't they kill this guy? It's the whole idea is you can't kill him. They won't be killed.
No, they won't.
And Dan Campbell just, it's very rare at the professional level. You see a college level of not control, that's the wrong word. I don't know, synergy?
No.
But he's achieved it.
Last night, yeah, was very, you know, horror movie-esque villain. They just kept coming. Every time that Houston thought, okay, we have them, we got them, wait, they're back. The sequel, okay. What about now? Nope, he's still back. Houston gave them everything that they had. And the Lions just said, no, that's not enough. You should have put us away. You didn't. We gave you every opportunity to put us away. You didn't. And now you're trying to struggle. You didn't score in the second half. I don't know what Aaron Glenn said to him at halftime.
He said, we ain't giving up no more.
Yeah, that was it. No more. That's it. Not one more point will be scored against us. And it happened. They went for the field goal. And, yeah, they have a great kicker, but I saw it in his eyes. Like, he ain't ready for this. This is going to end badly. And it did. He hooked it. And the Lions, on the other hand, Bates, you saw the confidence. It could have been 65 yards. He still was going to hit that thing.
Look at how it went in, though. It was like, you ever use a laser level?
Mm-hmm.
You're working at home. You take that laser level and you pop it on the wall and it lasers perfectly straight. Bates was like, okay, I am going to try to come as close to doinking this as possible without touching it. It was like a trick shot in billiards.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it both times. And you're right. Going, if that's not destiny or meant to be, I don't know what is.
Well, the first one, I thought it hit the goalpost, but it got so close you could see the shadow of the ball as it crosses past, like, wow. And then the next time, same thing happened. Yeah, this team, they were ready for this. They were built for this. They didn't back down.
It's got to be now, though. I don't want to hear about 2027.
But that's why I'm thinking that it is now, because they go out there, they get Za'Darius Smith. They give him the week off. We don't need you right now. Thinking long term. But they also realize we have to do something with this defensive line. The Lions of last year, you saw what happened. We good with the players we have right here. We can win this thing.
You just rang the bell inadvertently.
Congrats. I did. We can win this thing. And now they realize, okay, you know what? Let's not be arrogant. We do need some help. We drafted great. We have great players in this locker room. But, guys, it's not going to be enough because this is a long season.
Let's get to the people. Let's go to Mark. He's been very patient, 97.1. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you a long time, Mike. I love your show.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, brother. What do you make of our Lions here? What do we got?
I really believe the reason why what's going on here, this team is on an absolute mission from what happened last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They got a taste of it. I really believe this is really giving the macho the win this whole thing. I really do.
Mark, I think it's purposeful. It feels intentional. It feels like more than just games, more than just a season. It feels like last year still lives with them. And look, I'm not big on magic or Disney movies, but there does come a point where you watch enough sports that feel empty. This team feels different, and it feels very, very cosmic. Like, they're winning. They're doing this. I believe it with every fiber of my being. They're winning the Super Bowl.
When I watched this game last year, I was absolutely sick after that game when I seen that.
Oh, I know. Listen, everybody was. Everybody was. But remember, Mark, I don't want people to be all upset, all right? But, like, they got fortunate to beat the Rams, right? I mean, the blown call, you needed the, you know, you barely win the game. You survived the Rams game. And then the Bucs game, couple scary moments there. Like, they were probably a year ahead of schedule. Now, though, no, now the monster is fully grown. Like, this team can go anywhere, anytime, and beat anyone. And as Rico put it earlier, they played far from an optimal game last night and still did it on the road against a quality team. This was not them bored at Carolina.
Right.
This is at Houston on national TV, where Houston had a two-hour players-only meeting after the Jet game last Thursday night. That's a spot you're supposed to lose. Houston's, they didn't get the memo.
Yeah, Houston's a playoff team. They're not there to roll over and just collect the paycheck. Houston's trying to get seeding in the AFC. They're trying to remain competitive. They're trying to win their division.
Yep.
They went out there to play. Right. This isn't you're playing Jacksonville. This isn't you're playing a lesser than team and you did this. This was a good team with a quarterback who's up and coming, with a quarterback who is mobile, with a quarterback who can do a lot of different things. And they found a way to make sure that quarterback only threw one pass, touchdown pass, and they kept that team under 30 points.
Dude, at one point, Mixon had 20 carries for 30 yards.
Yes. I think he was slamming his helmet more. He slammed his helmet more than the yards that he actually had because he went on the sideline and had a fit.
I did see that. You hate to see it. Let's go to Lavelle, 97.1. Hello, Lavelle.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up?
It was my first time traveling to the game in Houston. I'm actually at the airport right now.
I'm going
to
tell you, Lavelle,
that game was electric.
You guys took over. That was unbelievable. Tirico acknowledged it at the start of the game. And on the third downs, Lavelle, if you wondered if it sounded like Houston was on the road.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know because we were so loud and then we heard the first one. I said, I wanted to hear that on TV. It was so many of us down there. But the first half, it was like we was looking like, what is going on? And they was just talking so much trash to us. And then second half, it was like Aaron Glenn talked to them, and they didn't get another point. Their fan was quiet. We was chanting Jared Goff. Go defense. It was amazing.
Lavelle, is funny because I just had a buddy of mine who said the same thing. He was at the game and said the Houston fans were giving it to you guys in the first half, and in the second half, it was quiet. Lavelle, were you part of the group in the concourse chanting everywhere we go, we deep?
Man, yes. Yeah, man, we waving to them goodbye. They flicking us off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we took over their whole, stadium. Took
well,
it over.
I'll tell you the next one, Lavelle, that I really wonder if you could actually have a majority of the seats is at Indianapolis.
You can probably have the whole stadium.
Well, geographically, it makes sense. And it's a team that's not that good. Fans are starting to get annoyed. Lavelle may roll down there with the crew and take the whole damn Lucas Oil
Lavelle,
over.
All you got to do is just pony up, get some a tank of gas, and you're there.
Hey, and my last thing, Mike, I just looked and seen the Darius Smith interview.
Yeah.
Man, I've never seen a player more excited to be here to play, man, in all my time of being a Lions fan.
It's what you're turning.
He's ready to run through a wall.
He is. And Lavelle, that's the beauty of what Campbell and Holmes and Sheila have built. This is a place where players want to be, because unlike the NBA, which is largely bitch made and diva behavior, the NFL players want to win. Players don't care about South Beach. No disrespect, Paul. Players don't care about geography. They want to win. There's something about football that is far more cultural. What's going on in the building? You know, it's just different. And when Za'Darius wanted to be here, and now he's here, and you, dude, I'm telling you, it used to be that way. And if you're young, you will laugh in my face when I say this, but it used to be that way with the Pistons. The Pistons were getting veterans who wanted to be here, to chase championships, to be a part of the going to work culture. Now, instead, we just get dead bodies. Mm-hmm. But you've built it. Indianapolis will be a scene. People, you need to call. It's you got to call St. Elmo's, and you got to call Harry and Izzy's. Get the reservations all set.
Yeah.
You need dinner on Saturday night before you take over Lucas Oil on Sunday. You want to go? Yeah. I don't have a football team to watch.
You want to go down there?
I don't know. I actually wouldn't mind it.
I mean, it's a drive. You don't have to worry about flights and layovers.
No, it's also like I want to take you to dinner. And I want to see you massacre a steak and ask for it cooked seven times over.
Okay, first of all, that's mean and hurtful. Second of all, unless you're paying for it, I eat it the way I want to eat it.
I'm a gentleman. Of course I would pay.
Okay, we had fun. We had a steak in Vegas, Mike.
True. I just ignored what you did to it. But that's fine.
I didn't do anything.
It's fine. You're good.
It was me, you, and Evan. We had one of those gigantic Brontosaurus steaks.
It was delightful, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. No, I'm not against. I'm just telling you, geographically, Colts and Bears and the Colts games indoors, you may see a bigger Detroit takeover than even what we witnessed in Houston.
I wonder if the Colts will just get petty and say, you know, we're going to open the roof. You want to take over our stadium? Fine. You're going to freeze. We're not going to be nice to you.
You better watch it. Flacco might break a bone. He's old and brittle, man. It gets cold. The arthritis heats up.
That's going to be Anthony Richardson.
You think so?
I think so.
What's the spread on that game if that bum plays? He's terrible, Rico.
I mean, is it going to make that big of a deal?
I think so. I think it's at least a 3-point difference between Flacco and Richardson.
I don't think this team is going to get challenged till Buffalo.
All right. Hey, Rico's rolling BOGOs out.
I don't even know if this is beyond BOGO. This is buy one, get four free.
Jesus.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people. Lions, obviously, big story. I don't know if it'll be today, but boy, oh boy. The comments and the things coming from the GM meetings with Scott Harris and your baseball team.
Not what I was expecting.
Even the bathwater drinkers are going to have trouble with this cocktail. We'll get to it, but not now. We go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Keith, how you doing, buddy? Doing good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Just want to salute our veterans, thank them for the freedom to drag ass through this Monday after I stayed up late for that win.
Yes.
Yes.
I also survived the Rams game. It was my first live playoff game with my 10-year-old. That was awesome. But I don't know if my central nervous system can handle Dan Campbell, spotting the Minnesota Vikings 7 points with that fake. And then I wish they would have waited until Jacksonville to, like, mess around with the game plan. You know, all year it's been Montgomery the whole first half, and it just felt different, like everything switched last night.
You're right, and it seemed to be right. You got to turn your radio down for me. I apologize. Yeah, no, just because of the echo. No, Keith, I think, look, week to week, this is the blessing and the curse of having a two-headed monster in your backfield. It felt like early on they wanted to use Jahmyr Gibbs' speed to get to the edge. I'm going to put you on hold because your radio's killing me. It's just they ended up course correcting. And the middle part of that game became a David Montgomery game. Mm-hmm. And then the closer was Gibbs. Mm-hmm. So it kind of evolved and it went full circle.
Yeah, Montgomery gave the body blows and Gibbs just gave the knockout punch.
Beautiful to see Sam LaPorta reemerge in 2023 style too.
The problem is he got hurt again. But yes, the shoulder will be something to monitor. But big touchdown reception, big deep shot. And I understand, I can't sit here and tell you Goff played well. But there were moments where it does take real fortitude when nothing's going your way to keep firing. And Goff made the throws that were needed. But something didn't add up with how many balls got turfed and how many throws were low. It was almost like there was like glue in his hand and the ball was staying too long.
Maybe Collinsworth had it right. Maybe the Texans just kind of took Amon-Ra out the game, because think about it, the LaPorta passes worked because the running game was working, because he was able to fake the run, get everybody going one way, and then he would roll out and there's LaPorta with a linebacker on him for a completed pass or for a touchdown. So, I don't know. It was just like he did hit J-Mo a couple times, but Amon-Ra was really non-existent until money time in the fourth.
Remember, the other guy's getting paid too, Rico.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're going to bracket and take this guy away. Well, you're going to pay the price somewhere else.
Yeah.
But
he couldn't find that somewhere else for the longest.
No, I will say this. J-Mo made the two toughest catches of the night by either team.
Okay, the one that he tipped up in the air, I thought was about to be a pick. Because the Texan guy was waiting, like, okay, just tip it up a little bit, and I'm about to take it. And J-Mo corrals it in, and he was like, oh, damn it, I thought I had a pick.
Well, and then the other one where basically the defender tried to remove his kidneys. And J-Mo made two incredibly tough-minded catches.
I thought he has suffered some type of a knee injury, because when they replayed it, it bent a weird type of way. And I was like, oh, no.
Let's go to Nate, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to touch on a few things before I get to my main point. First thing is, I want a huge shout-out to the goalpost painter for not painting that extra coat on the goalposts. Because those two kits were the closest things I could have ever seen to hitting the goalpost.
Nate, as the ball got closer to the uprights, I started leaning towards the TV.
Everybody did.
I just couldn't believe what I was watching. It was like an optical illusion.
And the crazy thing is, most times the kick will flutter back and forth horizontally. They were just dead straight. It was insane. Secondly, I watched the games with my wife. She went to bed at halftime, so I had to watch the rest of the game on mute. I went to get a drink. I came back out, and it was the still frame of Tank Dell wide open in the end zone. And I said, oh, geez. So the game was on mute. So she was sleeping. Oh, my God, he must have scored a touchdown. All of a sudden, here comes Carlton Davis coming at my Jesus off the left side of my screen. Comes over and picks it off. What a great play by him. But my main point is there a team that we would rather have in Detroit to support? This team is amazing. They never give up. It's incredible. Now, I'm only 23 years old, and this is the only time in my life where it's not been blind faith in the Lions, where I'm watching games just hoping, like, maybe they pull something out. Last night, I'll say I kind of lost faith a little bit, but most games I expect
expect to come back, which has never been the case. And it's just an amazing feeling.
It is. No, Nate, they embody the city. I think there's a real connectivity here. It probably helps Campbell played here, and he was here at the low point and understands some of the history of the franchise and what the fan base has been through. And it's a very relatable message. I mean, this isn't South Beach. This isn't the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
This is not Billionaire's Row, Central Park. Like, you got to deal with bad roads, horrible weather, you know, like grit.
They didn't try to change the identity and say, you know what, we're going to be this fancy team. We're going to be this team. We're just going to stick with this because we're going to embrace this city. We're not going to change what we are. And I do think that it does help that Campbell was here when they were 0-16. And he knows that, hey, these people love this team. We just have to give them something to love.
Exactly. And I love the Darius Smith coaching the guys on the sideline. You can tell he wants to be here.
Thanks for taking my call. You got it, Nate. Look, he's a huge personality. He's a gregarious presence in the room. He fit what they wanted. We used him as the barometer for success, meaning nothing less than a Za'Darius Smith. And that's the guy they got. And look, I hope it works. He doesn't need to come in and be Aiden. He can't be. I think he can come in and be Marcus Davenport. And I think if you can meet in the middle between what you were with Aiden and what you are now, which is a pathetic pressure rate and a pathetic sack rate, if you can just meet in the middle and Za'Darius can help you bridge that gap, you're winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to lean that way, Mike. I think that they are still.
Wow. Wait a minute. The heart of darkness is leaning my way here.
Wait.
Wow.
Which one of us is the heart of darkness?
When it comes to this topic, you.
Nah, it's still, they are one of the four teams that can celebrate and do this because you need a little bit of luck. And right now, there are two teams that have a ton of luck on their side. You just want to have the good luck. But yes, you are one of four that I look at and say, I wouldn't be surprised if you won the whole thing.
I'll get you there. You'll be there.
Let's wait to the playoff.
We'll flip the calendar. You'll be in the Holy Spirit. You'll be all right. I'll get you there.
December 1st?
Yeah, I think you'll be there. Especially you're throwing out only damn BOGOs.
No, Paul put it best. What is it, Paul?
He's throwing out Groupons.
There we go.
Sounds like Miami's recruiting. 248-539-9797. We will get more of the people coming up next. 97.1. All right, we'll quickly check in on the ticket text, get back to the people here momentarily. We got a blitz coming up as well. It's all Lions. You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. It just simply put is the greatest regular season win I can remember by any team. And I mean that. That's not hyperbole. To do what you did the way you did it, to go on the road against first place team, to make that comeback, to have the answers when it felt like the test was rigged against you, like, I don't know. It just feels like an inflection point, like a moment of graduation where if you didn't believe before, you have to believe now. You are one of those teams. And I've been saying it since August. You're winning the Super Bowl. And last night, all that did was further my belief. Rico, you said it. Hey, man, they played like a B-C+ game, and they just roll out and still get it done. And it traces right to Dan Campbell.
Oh, that wasn't a B-C+ game.
What are you going to give him, an F?
That was a D.
Oh, good Lord. D? You can't play that level of defense and get a D.
Overall.
Come on, a D?
Okay, C-.
All right, I'll take that. Just come on.
Okay, your quarterback threw 5 picks, Mike.
Well, you know, a couple bad bounces. Paul Sarah, what do you have on ticket text?
Okay, this is from an unnamed texter. Last night was the best of both worlds. Got a little bit of humble pie, but didn't have to suffer the loss in the process.
That's fair.
This is from an unnamed texter. Lions just did to the Texans what the 49ers did to the Lions last year in the NFC title game. Not only are we good, but we're learning how to win week to week against solid teams.
I still feel like the Lions gave that game away. Vildor?
No, I'm thinking, no, the Gibbs fumble. Vildor gets a lot
of grief. Josh Reynolds drops. Come on.
It was the Gibbs fumble because they had just scored, and then he fumbled, and they scored again and tied the game up, and that's when you lost all the momentum.
This is on the letting Za'Darius Smith sit. Campbell giving Za'Darius the week off is why he's one of the best coaches in the league and why players want to come to Detroit. Can you imagine Patricia giving him the week off? He would have had him running Oklahoma drills 5 minutes after getting off the plane to show him who's in charge.
It goes without saying. Two completely different classifications of human being. We go to Jason, 97.1. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I know we're a little bit far removed from this original conversation because you guys have the most popular sports show in Detroit, so you got to wait on hold a little while to talk to you. But when the show opened, somebody called in and said that, man, they wish they had thrown $50 on the Lions to get 2-1 odds at halftime. And I just wanted to call and say I did throw $50 on the Lions at halftime, and it wasn't 2-1. It was a little over 6-1. I got them at plus 630.
Woo!
But I chickened out, and right after they scored in the third quarter, I was offered a cash out of like $105. I'm like, you know what? I'll take the double up. I'll enjoy the rest of the game, not have to sweat it. And then Jared threw another one of his five picks of the night right after that. So obviously the cash out would have dropped like crazy from there. So I'm happy with my decision. But either way, I just wanted to say, obviously, roller coaster of a game. I'm kind of with, you know, you made a few points throughout talking about this that nobody would have been mad at the Detroit Lions for losing this game. Nobody's going to say, oh, they suck, they're frauds. Look, they go and they play a good team, and this is what happens to them. Those guys were coming off a bye. Those guys got embarrassed by the New York Jets. They had a point to prove. They came out, they gave us everything they had. And whether you want to say it was something that Houston was doing or Jared Goff just having an off night, you're right. I've never seen that many balls thrown directly to the turf. I have not seen that level of offensive ineptitude from this team all season. So if it's a combination of them having a bad day and the Texans giving you everything they got, but something inside me said, you know what? This game should be a lot worse than it is right now. To only be down 16 points, you're offering me 6-1 odds. I'm going to throw some money on this because I think this is going to happen.
Yep.
And then to see it play out the way that it did in the second half was just absolutely beautiful. Aaron Glenn's defense plays for him harder than any. I mean, this is a collection of guys that got talent, but none of them are household names, except for the one that's sitting there with a broken leg on the couch right now.
No. You got another household name. You may not recognize it yet, but you have one. Brian Branch.
Absolutely. Yeah. But household. I'm saying right now, nationally, they don't know. People don't know how nasty that dude is. He's a second-year player, and he looks like an absolute all-pro right now.
He is. 100%.
No, Jason, right now, he's just a guy with the green mouthpiece in his helmet.
Yep, exactly.
No, he's
anyway,
an all-pro.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. This is a fun team to watch right now. It's a fun time to be a football fan in Detroit.
Oh, it's incredible, and it makes up for the absolute dirty diaper that is our Saturdays in this state. So, yes, at least there's something redeemable to watch. God, I loved having MSU on bye this week. Just not having to even suffer through one of those games. Oh, God. That's how bad it's gotten? It was like a vacation for me.
I know you do it for the job. I'm still shocked you still watched it.
I thought
you would have cashed out.
No, I just don't think you can do this job effectively. If you want to be a con artist, you can go route.
Mike, I said I know you do it for the job. It still just amazes me.
If I didn't have this job, would I watch them? No. Yeah. No, because the sport's a joke.
I could just see you on Let's Make a Deal. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take the $50. Yeah. And it was great playing.
Michigan State or a punch in the face? Let me weigh that out.
Which jaw?
Yeah. Let me weigh out those options. Let me go to Jackson, 97.1. Jackson, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Punching out this honey-do list. But I got a question for you guys trying to figure out.
Okay.
You know, even our coaches talk about how much they love this team. They love our fans. They love the players. They love what we're becoming. What would it take to keep both AG and Ben Johnson to become a dynasty? Because if you don't separate this coaching staff and you see what they become in maybe 5 years with our manager drafting the way he is, trading the way he is, I feel like the Lions could become the next dynasty of the NFL. What do we need to do to keep it together?
Jackson, I would say this. I don't think if either guy really wants to go, there's no amount of money that you can give them that takes the place of being the guy, the man running a team.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how Dan Campbell feels. You took something that was dead and buried, and you turned it into a perennial powerhouse. That's what those two want to do as well. At least I think Aaron Glenn, I think, wants to do that. Ben Johnson, if you offer the right price, he may just take option B and say, I'll stay here. But Aaron Glenn, I think if he gets the opportunity, Glenn's gone.
I mean, you just have to basically ask these guys to put aside professional aspiration. And that's, Jackson, I don't get to control that. And I certainly don't think, look, if they win the Super Bowl, none of it matters, right? Like, whatever happens afterwards doesn't matter. For Ben Johnson, he's been, according to reports, just incredibly selective, enjoys being an offensive coordinator, unfinished business. I think Rico's right. Like, sometimes it's a lot better to be a coordinator. Defensively, yeah, Aaron Glenn got passed over. Call it what it is. He's been interviewed, but now you're seeing proof. Last year was theory. This year's proof. I will be in disbelief if Aaron Glenn's not a head coach next year. Ben Johnson, he might just be a strange guy. And I mean that as a compliment. Strange as in doesn't want spotlight, just wants to work.
I'm going to say maybe he's the professional version of Chip Kelly. I just want to call an offense. I want to create some innovative plays and just be in the background.
Look, I've already placed a call to John Mayer. I got $10 million a year on the table for him. And he doesn't even have to live in New York.
And maybe a quarterback.
We'll fly him in on a helicopter every day.
Can he fix Daniel Jones?
No. No. There's only one thing that can fix him.
Don't say it.
Okay, then. 248-539. I was going to say a one-way ticket out of town.
Oh, like, there's okay. No,
what do you want? Hold on. Wait a second. What the hell did you think I was going to say? Nope. You know what? No. And you're a bad person for thinking I was going to say that.
Hey, man, it's, I'm not even supposed to be here.
Yesterday was the hey, Lions had the greatest win in NFL history yesterday. The Lions, the Giants had the greatest loss. That was a wonderful loss for me.
You know what? Let's talk about that.
Okay, we'll do that next. All right, quick timeout from the Lions just to spin around the league real quick. It is a Monday. Can we say that NFL edition? Paul, music.
Mike, this first one I know is just going to be a joy to your soul. And no, it's not Giants related. What is going on in Dallas? Can we say that the Cowboys have officially hit rock bottom when you have Micah Parsons out there saying, basically, I feel sorry for the players, but not for Mike McCarthy. He can go wherever he wants to go.
I said this to you all summer, and I'm going to stand by it. I just don't think Micah Parsons is going to be a Dallas Cowboy next year. Everything I keep hearing is this dude's an absolute handful to deal with. This guy's very George Pickens-esque. And popping off, you want to be a team leader. You want to be the highest paid defensive player in the sport. He says things, including his podcast, where they didn't name Dak one of their top 10 QBs. Rico, I just got a feeling if they're going to burn it to the ground, I don't think you start by doing it with a $200 million defensive player.
True.
You know what I mean? So, yes, they've hit rock bottom, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
They got to do a complete reset of that franchise. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to admit he needs to do that, but that's
what
he needs
to do. Well, he also doesn't know if he's waking up tomorrow. Jerry's 100.
Wow.
Well, I'm saying you get to that age, you look at things differently.
All right.
What?
Chicago Bears. A little bit of buyer's remorse, I got to think. They had the top pick. Doesn't look like they took the right quarterback.
No.
Is this going to get Eberflus fired midseason?
Yes, but the mistake they made wasn't Caleb Williams. The mistake they made was allowing an agent to power broke within the organization. Do you know that everyone in that organization has the same agent, Trace Armstrong?
Are you serious?
Yeah, and you know who they hired? Trace Armstrong offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. Instead of non-Chase Armstrong rep Cliff Kingsbury. Who did Kingsbury work with in college? Not Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. So Ryan Poles and Eberflus, everyone in that organization are all rep by the same guy. That to me felt like preferential treatment for a client.
Pulled a Pelinka.
Gotcha. Yeah, 100%. Gotcha. So I think that's the mistake.
I didn't know that. That's
what I would do if I were the Bears. I'm being serious. $1 zillion to Ben Johnson. And not him, Bobby Slowick in Houston. You have to get an offensive coordinator who's going to be an offensive coach before the Bears ruin another quarterback.
No, if I was the Bears, I'd be all in to get Ben Johnson. Get him here. Get him working with Caleb Williams. You've got 4 more years on that rookie deal. You can add free agents. Your defense is pretty good. I don't know why that wouldn't be the call.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be in the minority. I just don't think that Caleb Williams is any good. All right. Can you say that the Chiefs, not the Lions, are the team of destiny? Kansas City has won 9 games, 8 of which they've had to come back and win. They keep finding ways to win. Can we be objective in Detroit and say that maybe it's not the Lions, but it's actually the Chiefs are the team of destiny?
I just think they're manure.
If you had that on your bingo card.
Just leave it to Paul. I can't. I mean, blocking a chip shot, it's an absurdity.
I just think they're very good. I mean, I think they've won 15 or 16 in a row dating back to last season, if you include the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I just think they're really good, and they just know how to win. And even when they're playing badly, they could just beat teams because they know what they need to do to beat you. And Andy Reid's the best coach maybe ever.
Oh, God. See, that's just it. If they played in the Super Bowl, advantage would be Reid.
No.
When you look at the coaching.
Bundle Rooski. No.
I think if the Lions played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, it would be a very unenthusiastic 27-23 Chiefs win.
Right. No. What is wrong with you people?
Andy Reid would have the advantage.
I hate all of you. Just, that's my response.
Okay.
Can we say I hate you? Yes.
All right.
No.
Following what happened yesterday, can we say that with Christian McCaffrey back, the 49ers will be a wild card weekend threat?
Yes. There's enough raw talent on that team that if they're all healthy at the same time, yes. And by the way, Pearsall looks pretty good. So that'll help offset the Ayuk thing, maybe. But yes, they're too talented not to be. I wouldn't want to play in wild card weekend. Good thing we won't be. We'll be on bye.
I still think they're going to win the division, Rico.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you're going to win your division. I think they might get the 2 seed.
But do you have to say things just to upset me? Is that
Well, no,
existence?
They're just very good. They're starting to get healthy.
Over Philly.
Yeah, I don't trust. Philly, I don't trust. Yeah, but I don't trust Sirianni.
Yeah,
I think all those players hate him. They're just playing well.
Okay, but hold on. Hey, buddy, earmuffs.
Gotcha.
All right, they play in a bad division.
That's true.
They got guaranteed win. Like, all you got to do is really try to sweep the Commanders, and everybody else is pretty bad. So, just saying. All right. Hey, welcome back, Mike. All right. Speaking of which, okay.
Hi.
So, will the Arizona Cardinals continue their winning ways with Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Can we say that?
Yes. He's a totally different quarterback. Playing winning football, smart football. And his season didn't tank when Call of Duty came out this year. So I think that that's a real sign of personal growth. Yeah, man, they're 5-1 in their last 6.
They destroyed the Jets yesterday.
Oh, you hate to see it. Really, it broke my heart.
That was great. I loved every second of it.
It's almost like when you pay a soulless bleep hole all that money, it takes the air out of your building. Thanks, Aaron.
So what'd you do in your bye week? Well, we planned for this, I think.
The Jets just found out what a lot of teams find out, like that Eagles team from like 10 years ago where they tried to get the super team where it's like, we're going to get a few mercenary old veteran guys that are going to come here and help us win. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work that way. Can we say Mike Tomlin may win Coach of the Year?
Not again. No, you can't. Dan Campbell. No. No more with Mike Tomlin.
He's got Mr. Dangerous.
I can't. Can we say the Commanders got screwed on that spot?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they did. I was just like, what game were you, what were you watching? That was a first down. They didn't get it. Paul?
I think Tomlin's in the running. I think Campbell should win it. I don't know why Stefanski's won it twice, but he has, and that's weird. So that maybe they have like a bias to NFC North teams or AFC North teams for some reason.
No, see, you know why? And here's why I don't think that Campbell's going to get it. Because he has too much talent. It's why Andy Reid doesn't get it. It's why Shanahan doesn't get it, because they're like, well, of course, look at all those weapons that you have.
And it's the same reason the MVP is a faulty award. Baker Mayfield might as well be the MVP at this point. You he kidding should. Me? Guy has no weapons. He's got KC in overtime, never gets touched the ball. And then yesterday, he stiff arms Nick Bosa, completes an insane pass, carries his team only to lose.
Well, you know what? Let's add a bonus. Can we say that? Can we say that? The way the games are being officiated, defensive players really don't know what to do when it comes 100%. To quarterbacks.
Yes.
Because, yeah,
yes.
If you watch the game, if you didn't watch the game, Baker Mayfield has Nick Bosa both hands on his right arm, I mean, his left arm as he's...
10 years ago, he would have ripped his arm off and beat him with it. And it would have been a standard play, and they would have reattached his arm in the blue tent.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know what to do. If he ragdolls him and does a wrestling move, tackle.
The one thing I don't understand is when they implemented the helmet-to-helmet stuff, I also thought they were going to flag offensive guys for leading with their helmets into guys trying to tackle them, and they don't get flagged for that ever.
Are you surprised by this?
No, but it's like that was one of the things they kept bringing up when they mentioned it. Like, well, offensive guys are going to have to worry about it too.
They lied to you, Paul.
I'd like to take a deviation from can we say that to will you accept that? Will you accept that? I'm sorry. I thought Sam Darnold was a lot better than what he really was.
You don't need to apologize. Okay. A lot of people made that mistake. You're fine.
Because, yeah, you were just like, no, he's no, no.
No, because I told you, gingers are soulless. You can't win with a team leader that doesn't have a soul.
Just like, congratulations. They won their game without scoring
a
touchdown.
They're not that good.
So, but they're right on the Lions' heels.
Not for long.
I think after the first four games, I thought I saw somewhere like he can go for like four game stretches where he has like good four games and then he always falls off a cliff, and that's just kind of what's happened.
Once again, soulless ginger.
It's not fair. But can we say that we really don't know who the worst team in the NFL is?
Oh, yes, you can. The New York Football Giants.
What did you do when they lost? And did you
lost?
Giants.
We won.
You lost the game.
And we won. What did I do?
Did you call your father?
Oh, no.
At least try to console him?
No, I was Tiger Woods at the Masters. Fist pump in my kitchen, scared the dogs, started with a word that rhymes with duck, followed by yes. And I told my wife, that is the greatest loss in Giants history. And she just shook her head at me. And that's okay.
I definitely think the Giants are probably the worst team, but I do think you can make an argument for Jacksonville being the worst team.
There's a lot of teams you can make an argument.
You know what? I am tired of you. Listen.
Mike playing the role of Howard Dean.
Yeah! Paul, I need the number one pick. Can you just leave me alone?
Real quick, can we say the Philadelphia Eagles have found their mojo?
Yes. I will go with that. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Although I do think they hate Nick Sirianni.
But somehow he's managed to, it looks like a totally different team than where they were last year when they fell off the cliff, and at the beginning of this year where it looked like he was unraveling, and now they're back to just scoring a ton of points. Sitting there in the number two seed in the NFC. That is our NFL Blitz. Can we say that? Edition 97.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.